Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten and she's over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And, you know, we've had quite a few days that feel like spring, a couple not, but you're going to celebrate spring.
We are. The Lewis Improvement Committee is going to have our Spring Fling Luncheon again this year, and we want to invite everybody out. We're going to have ham, chicken, and egg salad sandwiches served on croissants, and that's going to be April the 3rd, and we will be serving from 11 to 1:30, and we're going to have a variety of salads fixed by the ladies here in Lewis.
And I'm guessing you'll probably have some desserts, too.
Yes, we're going to have several desserts there that they can choose from. And, of course, like always, it is a free will donation.
Ah, okay. So put your just plan ahead. Have a little cash in your pocket, whatever it is you'd like to give. And, again, that's at the community center?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be at the Lewis Community Center. And we're trying to raise funds to repair our flower where the flag is at the school. Our flower thing is coming apart.
Isn't it bricks or is it cement? I see that when I go by Lewis or through Lewis, but those kinds of things do need to be maintained.
Yes, and it is coming apart, and we just keep putting it back together, but we really do need to do a total overhaul on it this time.
Are you going to do a different design?
No, I think we're going to go ahead and keep the two-tiered design with the flag and the sign in the middle.
Okay, that sounds good.
But we have something different this year to offer the people that come out for our luncheon. Wyrick Welding has donated a $40 gift certificate, and all you have to do is put your name in the container. And then we will draw a winner, and you can go to Wyrick's with the gift certificate and pick out something for the yard.
I was going to say, they have such a wide variety of things at Wyrick Welding. I know that there'd be something there for everybody. So you're saying this isn't a raffle. This is just come, do your donation, eat your good meal, and your name will be in the drawing.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a ticket.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an extra special deal there. And I know the food is always good. But, you know, the other thing about it, Betty, when you come to something like that is the chance to visit with people.
Yeah. Last year we had a really good turnout, and we're hoping to have one this year. It's kind of like a kickoff to the spring.
Mm-hmm. And do something good for the community. Keep it up to date. Because there's quite a few things that go on in Lewis, and if you haven't been there for a while, you certainly should get there. And I wonder, as I was thinking about us visiting, I'm guessing the grass is starting to get green around the rock.
Yes, that's another thing, too. If you haven't seen the rock, it'd be a perfect opportunity for you to drive by and see it. And everything is starting to green up everywhere, and the rock certainly does appeal to a lot of people.
It does. And as you said, you can drive around or you can get out and walk around. I think the landscaping around the rock is just really beautiful. And, you know, maybe you just want to be out and be by yourself for a minute and have a few thoughts. That would be a great place to do that because it's located in the park, not in the downtown. It's the opposite direction.
Well, yeah, it's the east park. It's what we call Pioneer Park.
And so it's an interesting little park, and I just think it's a wonderful place to visit. So do you have any other kinds of things that are coming up, Betty, that you want to mention? I know you have has the date been set for the Lewis Day big celebration?
Yes, we're in the process of planning the Lewis celebration, and it's the last Saturday of June. And, of course, the big thing for us is the firemen do the lunch. It's free will donation. And the committee does the supper, and that also is a free will donation. And then we have the finale to the evening is the fireworks, And of course, that's free. We always try to have a few things for the kids, but we're still in the planning stage.
Okay, yeah, June, I mean, it's, you have the date set, that's really important. But don't you also usually have a big parade?
Yes, we do. And
okay.
Deb Baker puts our parade together for us, and she does an excellent job.
So that's something people can put on their calendars and think, oh, that would be a good thing to do in June. That's June 25 to get back to Lewis to just celebrate again with them. So let's kind of go back in time, Betty. You've worked on a lot of projects. Can you tell us about a few of the projects that you've worked on, maybe related to the money related to Spring Fling or some other kinds of things that the projects that go on there?
Well, the Lewis Improvement Committee tries to stay busy with the concerns of the community and the beautification. The committee has done flower planters in the main park and out by the road coming into town. Last year, our Spring Fling Luncheon was to purchase benches for the Freedom Rock so mm-hmm. that if somebody comes and just wants to sit, they have a nice place to sit and just look at the rock or visit with friends.
Mm-hmm.
We did the playground equipment 2 years ago, and that was a really big project for us. But we accomplished it, and we're hoping to be able to maybe do something up in Pioneer Park to enhance the Freedom Rock that's up there.
Okay. And aren't there restrooms in Pioneer Park?
We have a porta potty.
Okay. Okay, well, that's
good. Is what we have.
Okay, but that's good to know that facility is there. So things just kind of keep on going in Lewis, and I think, you know, if you haven't been to Lewis for a while, this would be a good time to visit, Betty, is on April 3rd.
Yes.
Right, and visit with some folks and have something good to eat. So remind us again where and the time and the cost.
Okay. It's going to be at the Lewis Community Center. It is a free will donation, April the 3rd, and we will be serving from 11 to 1:30, or we'll serve as long as people come. And then we're going to have the drawing for the $40 gift certificate from Wyrick Welding, and we just hope everybody will come out and enjoy the salads and the sandwiches, and just have fun and try to win that gift certificate.
You bet. Do you have to be there to win the certificate?
No,
okay.
You don't.
That's kind of good to know, because some people may not want to spend that whole time there. They want to come, visit, and probably do something else on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
So
all we need is a name and a phone
okay,
number.
Okay. Well, Betty, as I said, things are always happening in Lewis, and folks need to get on over there and visit Lewis. So we've been visiting with Betty Otten about the Spring Fling in Lewis on April 3rd. So thanks so much to you, Betty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought from a 90-year-old lady who says, life isn't fair, but it's still good.